Bezat Hashem, with Hashem's loving grace, this is Emuna Beams with your host Laser Broody. Today's podcast is an emotional first aid kit, and it's entitled Stop Blaming Yourself. The title is self-explanatory because one of the worst evil inclinations of the world is the tendency to blame, when people blame themselves or other people for things that go wrong in life. Really, there are three types of blame that people resort to when something seemingly bad happens to them. Either they blame themselves, or they blame other people, or they blame the forces of nature. Now, all three types of blame are mistakes, and they all stem from a lack of emuna, because in all three instances, a person fails to see Hashem. When you think about it, all a person's suffering in the world is the result of not seeing Hashem, because everything truly comes from Hashem, and there's subsequently no bad in the world. How can I possibly say that? Because Hashem is a loving father, and we are his children. Even though a child doesn't always understand, the loving parent always does what's best for the child. Hashem is a zillion times more loving parent than the most loving father or mother down here on earth. It's axiomatic that everything he does is for the very best. Rabbi Nachman says emphatically that when a person knows that everything that happens to him or her is for the very best, then life becomes a paradise on earth. That's why whenever you have difficulties, setbacks, or stressful challenges, we should thank Hashem. Whenever we feel down and we feel unsuccessful and we feel like losers, we should right away thank Hashem. Because when we thank Hashem for a setback or a failure or a fall, then that failure or fall becomes a preparatory step for a subsequent success. Why? Because it triggers a process of self-assessment, and it kills the evil inclination of self-blame and persecution. So instead of self-blame, you have self-assessment. And after thanking Hashem, our mind opens up, and we begin to realize that Hashem withheld success from us because maybe it would have made us arrogant. So if we work on our humility and we make tshuva, we're now prepared a spiritual vessel that's a worthy receptacle for much higher success and much more abundance, both spiritual and material. So whenever you thank Hashem, you never feel tired or helpless or futile or depressed. Let's not misunderstand. There's two types of mindsets that we need to live by, both of which are true, and we must never ever confuse between the two. The first, let's call it the before we do something mindset. Before we do something, we have to do our utmost to conduct ourselves according to the laws of Torah and to make our very best effort to succeed. So now we can proceed with the knowledge that Hashem gives us free choice to do good or otherwise. On the other hand, once we do something, we have to shift gears into our second type of mindset, which we'll call the after-the-fact mindset. So once something is over and done, we must know that the outcome has been the result of Hashem's will. Now this mindset saves us untold depression, emotional wear and tear, and prevents us from becoming bipolar. What do I mean by bipolar? We don't become elated and arrogant when we succeed because we know that our success comes from Hashem. Consequently, we don't fall into depression when we fail, and we refrain from persecuting ourselves or blaming other people because we know that Hashem willed that we fail. Once again, don't confuse between the two mindsets. Don't say that before you do something that you're not responsible because Hashem does everything and Hashem will make you succeed or fail as he wishes. No, you have to do your best. But once it's done, don't blame and persecute yourself if you fail. Just thank Hashem for the setback because it's a growth opportunity. So don't mix up between the two mindsets. I'll explain even more. Before an exam, a student must hit the books. He's got to learn and do his very best to learn the material as completely as possible before the test. But once the exam is over, whatever the outcome is, that was Hashem's will. They're just like milk and meat. Milk and meat, each component is permissible, but as soon as you combine the two, they're not kosher anymore. In like manner, we look at the two different mindsets before we do something and after we do something, and we focus on our free choice and we do our effort to do everything for the best, then we don't get confused whatever the outcome is, and we don't mix between the two mindsets because Hashem loves us and he wants to teach us humility. So therefore, if we have a tendency to be arrogant and he loves us, he doesn't want us to be like that because that puts us away from him, that pushes us away from him. So he wants to bring us close. So sometimes he gives us a setback so that we'll assess ourselves and say, oh, wait a second, something's wrong with me. I've been acting a little bit arrogantly lately, so I have to correct that. And once we accept everything that Hashem does, and we accept it with love, We can thank him profusely because we know that Hashem is doing what he's doing to bring us closer to him. So our job is to thank Hashem for whatever happens in our lives, realizing that it's all for the best. But I want to clarify one critically important thing that don't forget, keep it in mind always. Thanking Hashem does not mean to deny your pain. Just as an injury on the football field hurts, so does failure and rejection. Of course it hurts. It hurts all over. Don't lie to Hashem. Be sincere. If you can't thank him with all your heart, say, Hashem, my heart is broken. I hurt all over. I have no one to turn to you because nobody can help me and nobody can console me. Only you could do. And don't be ashamed to cry your eyes out to Hashem either, because there's a big difference between crying out of pain, whether you hurt physically or emotionally, it doesn't matter, than crying like a whiner and a complainer, what they call in Yiddish a kvetch. No, you don't want to be a kvetch. But you're out of pain, don't deny the pain. Roll with it, cry out to Hashem. There's nobody else to really to cry to. Because all over Torah, if I look at the Gemara in Tractate Brochas, page 32b, if I see Midrash Tehillim on Psalm 4, or Tikkun Ezor on Tikkun 26, and all types of other, the Marsha and the Gaon, and all types of other sites, there's so many places, it mentions and it emphasizes that even if the gates of prayer might be locked, the gates of tears are never locked. So be honest with yourself and be sincere with Hashem. To ease your pain, as long as you hold on to Emunah, Hashem will illuminate your brain and you'll see truly how everything is for the best, more than you ever imagined. So once we believe that everything is for the best and we thank Hashem, afterwards, even if we don't yet understand, and we ask, we're more than welcome to ask our beloved Father in heaven to show us how our setback or our failure or our fall or our difficulty for life is all for the best. It's amazing to see how Hashem then illuminates our brains and lets us understand how everything truly is for the best. So first, we thank Hashem for what we don't understand, and we internalize the emunah that there's no bad in the world. And if we do, eventually Hashem expands our mental capacity to the extent that we know that there's no bad in the world. We don't just resort to believing there's no bad in the world. We know there's no bad in the world. So when we thank Hashem and internalize the fact that there really is no bad in the world, we'll certainly merit the best blessings of material and spiritual abundance, the coming of Mashiach, and the ingathering of the exiles, and the rebuilding of our holy temple in Yerushalayim, speeding our days. Amen. God bless for all your heart's wishes for the very, very best.